Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Dozens of tech firms, both big and small, are signed up to the EU's disinformation code, including Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram, as well as TikTok, Google, Microsoft, and Twitch. The code was launched in June last year and aims to prevent profiteering from disinformation and fake news, as well as increasing transparency and curbing the spread of bots and fake accounts. Firms that sign the code can decide which pledges to make, such as cooperating with fact checkers or tracking political advertising. Now, under Elon Musk's ownership, moderation at Twitter has reportedly been greatly reduced, which critics say has allowed an increase in the spread of disinformation. The social media giant used to have a dedicated team that worked to combat coordinated disinformation campaigns, but experts and former Twitter employees say that the majority of the specialists resigned or were laid off. Now, last month, according to the BBC, hundreds of Chinese and Russian state propaganda accounts were thriving on Twitter. But according to Elon Musk, he says there is now less misinformation rather than more since he took over last October. Alongside the voluntary code, the EU has also brought in a Digital Services Act, a law which obliges firms to do more to tackle illegal online content. From the 25th of August this year, platforms with more than 45 million monthly active users in the EU, which includes Twitter, of course, will have to comply legally with the rules under the DSA. The law will mean that Twitter will have to have a mechanism for users to flag illegal content, act upon notifications expeditiously, and put in measures to address the spread of disinformation. The AFP news agency quoted a European Commission official saying, "If Elon Musk does not take the code seriously, then it's better if he quits."
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.